Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Half a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, November 30th, National Stay Home Because You're Well Day. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, A&M Commerce Alumni Relations Director Daryl Peace. On the Black Lands Cafe Facebook page, following up on Jim Ainsworth's visit, what makes you decide to buy a book? Do you still prefer printed books to e-books? Let us hear from you. Today's factoid, an average person has about 100,000 hairs on his or her scalp. Now somebody's got about 50,000 of mine. Birthdays. Quite a crew. Born November 30th, 1667, Irish author Jonathan Swift. Born this day in 1835, Samuel Clemens, also known as Mark Twain. Born November 30th, 1874, Sir Winston Churchill.
If the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
Born this day in 1929, the host of American Bandstand, many other TV shows, Dick Clark. Born November 30th, 1931, San Francisco 49ers coaching great Bill Walsh.
Bo knows baseball. Bo knows football.
Football and baseball great Bo Jackson is 54 today. This day in history. November 30th, 1886, the Folies Bergères debuts in Paris.
All in all, it's just a break in the wall.
November 30th, 1979, Pink Floyd releases The Wall. On this day in 1982, Michael Jackson releases Thriller. On the KETR events calendar, the men's Bible study of Cross Trails Cowboy Church on Farm Road 1563 in Fairley, west of Commerce, is having a men's seminar on integrity, courage, and compassion at 9 a.m. this coming Saturday. The speaker is Darren Kinder, an agent of the Secret Service. Husband, father, and past high school teacher and coach. Darren's also a survivor of the North Tower collapse on September 11th, 2001, and will be relating his experience. For more information, see the events calendar at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Sir Winston Churchill, whose birthday was November 30th. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory, there is no survival. Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of A&M Commerce Alumni Relations, Daryl Peace. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning to you.
When we talked to you recently around the time of homecoming, you told me a remarkable story. You said you're aware of my medical situation. I said, no, I'm not. And then you told me that...
I had a stroke.
Yeah, and yeah. This was in the summer.
Right, I had a stroke Tuesday, June 21st.
Well, the story surround this, that's remarkable enough that you're back and you're healthy and back to normal from all appearances. But the story surrounding this, Daryl, is an extraordinary story.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary story. Just like any other day, I finished a day, I left, said goodbye to staff, I'm headed home. And as I was driving, I was talking to my cousin through the car, Bluetooth. I looked at the gas, my gas hand. I had a half a tank of gas. I really didn't need gas. And I looked up and I saw $1.95 gas. And I jumped off the interstate and jumped off, stopped at the stop sign, drove up to the pump, opened up my car door because I was still talking to my cousin through Bluetooth, swiped my credit card, punched in my zip code, and I didn't recognize the numbers. I was standing there having a stroke. Mm-hmm. And, I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what was wrong, and I got back into the car because the door was open. I wasn't really sure what was happening, and I thought I was dehydrated, and I was going to reach around and get a bottle of water that was behind me. Then I realized I couldn't because my right hand was paralyzed, and so was my right leg. The clot was on the left hemisphere, so that's the cognitive side, and I was going back and forth thinking, wow, I'm in trouble and I need to get some help. But then my right brain would kick in and it's like, wow, this is the coolest thing. And to make a long story short, I realized I was in trouble and I couldn't talk, and I let the windows down and I waved out of my periphery. I saw somebody and I waved frantically. He came over, knew that I needed help, got in the car with me. I turned on the engine, let up the windows, turned on the air, and tried to do everything I could to help him. Showed him my license so he knew where I was, gave him a business card so he knew where I was coming from, and showed him a picture of my wife and the phone so if I passed out, he would know what to do. He saw the picture and said, "Is that your wife?" And because I had my cousin on Bluetooth and could hear him, and said, "That's Carolyn. Don't worry about her. Just take care of him." And this young man sat there, called 911, stayed in the car with me until they came.
And he happened to be?
He happened to be an ADM Commerce student. And what was interesting is that it took me 8 days to find out who he was. And he called to check on me because he remembered the business card. And his first comment was, "Mr. Peace, you need to know a couple things. Number one, I was not supposed to be in Caddo Mills that day. Number two, had I done everything that I normally do, I would have never seen you. And so I'm convinced that God sent me there to save you that day."
And the fact that you even pulled over for gasoline when you didn't need gasoline and stopped.
That was a miracle. The story would have been so much different. And what's so interesting is that I thought he came to my rescue because he saw the sticker on my car, the A&M Commerce sticker. He said, "No." He said, "It was the way you were waving. I knew you needed help." And so he came to my rescue. And
what's his name?
His name is Noel Sutton. And Noel is a teaching assistant in the music department. So he's working on his master's here. And in my first conversation with Noel, I said, "Noel, here's the deal. You are now officially a member of my family, and you have no say-so."
What a great story.
Yeah.
And rehab went well and got back to work, you said, about 9 weeks.
Yeah, I get back in about 9 weeks, and so it's just been an amazing turn of events. But it just depends. People think I rehab so quickly because I was so healthy. It was just the luck of the draw. That's what God wanted to happen, and that's what happened. Yeah. And so I tell everybody I'm saved by grace because, number one, I should not have gotten off the interstate to get gas because I did not need gas.
Wow. God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But boy, there's a great example of it.
Right.
Yeah. Daryl, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Daryl Peace is the director of A&M Commerce Alumni Relations. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.